from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Since, you know, I was already speaking, how about I was tempted to talk about Marvin Harrison and Marvin Harrison Jr. and why it's really crazy that they're now both being sued by Fanatics. But I'm going to save that for a different day because I want you to let it known that by week 11 of this NFL season, Spencer Rattler will be starting for Derek Carr. That just a fact, I think, at this point. If you watch him play, there's a quarterback every 2 or 3 years in the NFL who is surprisingly good based on the draft pick selection that they were at quarterback, where you're like, ooh, wait, are they already better than the person we have in house? It's been Brock Purdy. It's been Russell Wilson. I think the next iteration of that is Spencer Rattler. And because his competition is a aging Derek Carr, who's never truly moved the needle there in New Orleans, he's made him more relevant, but still outside of the playoffs looking in. I don't think it's an early season shift, but by week 11, maybe 12, I think Spencer Rattler is the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
I kind of like that. I know reports out of New Orleans have been he's been having a really good camp, and there's some speculation that there's maybe been a tougher decision on just where that franchise is headed, because Derek Carr hasn't been impressive in preseason, and the opposite has been the case for Spencer Rattler, who just on Sunday was 7 of 13 for a 105 and a touchdown. Nothing crazy. Derek Carr, of course, is starting, and I know what you're saying. If things go really south and the team is struggling,
they'll just be so mediocre. Yeah.
Well, I think Spencer Rattler starts for at least one game. I don't know if it'll be by week 11, but I think he is starting at some point this year. I think that's right.
Like, I just look at Derek Carr, and it's just like, that's the easiest guy to bench, where you're just like what happened with him at the end of the Raiders thing, where they're like, yeah, you're probably better than our current choice at quarterback, but we're sick of looking at you play it. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're 32 years old. You're on the second to last year of your deal. We're moving on to this kid, and we'd rather find out if he's good, because if the Saints are mediocre, well, they're back in the same boat. Do we need to take another quarterback in the draft again in a class that's supposed to be pretty decent this upcoming year? Or Spencer Rattler the goods? And they're going to want to find that out this year.
Isn't this like a similar situation? Or when was Russell Wilson drafted? Was he a third-round guy? Because I know
third
going into the draft, it was Matt Flynn got the big contract, and then Russell Wilson just straight up beat him out. Not the exact same thing, but maybe this has some similar...
I think it'll take slower than that versus they just walked on Matt Flynn. They were like, this guy's better.
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah, the
I like it, though.
Spencer Rattler, all kinds of hype coming out of high school, and then just was never he had a fine college career, but was never the level. Now, look, it turns out Caleb Williams might have, so it makes a little more sense why he was replaced, but otherwise kind of at the same time disappointing in his college career, so maybe the NFL is where he ultimately will shine. Next up, for me, though, for all 32 a little bit, is the NFL's decision-making process for rules this year. We'll get to the kickoff stuff later in the week again, but they said they're not going to do the digital chain.
Ah, man, come on.
This is one of the rare times where I'm good with them, A, perfecting it and not rushing it, but I'm also kind of secretly, I kind of like the drama of the chain game. You and I were having dinner on Friday night. It was a meaningless preseason game, Raiders, Niners. I had a bet on the Raiders to cover the 9 points. And so we're eating dinner and the TV was behind me. So I'm like turning around and you and I are like, oh, they're measuring. And I forgot it was digital measure. And we're waiting and waiting. I guess it had some drama, but then it was once it just showed it on the screen like that, it wasn't the same.
They did the little extender thing to show how close it was. They gave you a digital football.
They need to work on it. They need to perfect it. I'm actually happy they're not going digital. They will eventually. But that's the one time where I actually am okay with them not utilizing technology. I enjoy the old school drama of the chain gang, which we'll have here in 2024 still.
What do you got for us, Drew?
All right. I think that CeeDee Lamb getting paid is more proof that, the Bengals need to pay Jamar Chase. They might as well do it now, but this is a general
broad topic. It's not getting cheaper.
Well, that's the reason why teams should... The holding out thing and trying to negotiate and all this, I get it, but you might as well just pay the guys now, because the number's only going to go up for everybody. It doesn't matter. Like, for instance, these other wide receivers who are being drafted now. Like Jordan, and the Vikings are going to have to talk about Jordan Addison down the line. The Bears will eventually have to talk about Roman Dunze down the line. Just get it done. The Bengals want Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase has openly said, I want to be here. Just pay him now because the number's only going to get higher. So get it done now before the number
seem
goes
like,
higher.
It doesn't seem like there's a real mystery. Just pay him like $1 more than Justin Jefferson and then sign it.
Well, it's always the case, like, yeah, get the deal done because the number's going to go up. But like, Jordan Addison's 2 years away from getting paid. He's also not on that level of getting that kind of money. You know, some of the other receivers are 2 years away. Your issue is whether or not he gets paid before Brandon Ayuk. There's nobody else in line this year. The Bengals, like, what you're saying is correct. The Bengals have waited after Justin Jefferson got paid. CeeDee Lamb got paid. If anything, Cincinnati's not taking your advice. They've done the opposite. He's basically the last guy that hasn't gotten paid.
Which means they have to pay him the most.
Well, they need, I don't know if
he has to make more than CeeDee Lamb. Yes, I think you can make an argument he should make more than Justin Jefferson just based on,
I think his deal,
he's closer than CeeDee.
I think his deal might be the exact same as Justin Jefferson's. It's just with a little bit less fully guaranteed money, and that's it. Like, if you give him 100, because Justin got 110 million guaranteed, I looked it up yesterday. Just give him 105. It's more than CeeDee. Ja'Marr Chase is probably the second best wide receiver in his, I mean, he's the best in his mind, but put him up there with Justin Jefferson and he's happy.
Text line wants us to call it the all 31 and ban Drew from talking Cincinnati during this segment. We'll have to consider that going forward.
This is the first time I've ever brought up since over a year now that I've been here. I've not brought up the Bengals once in all 32.
I'm just saying, we'll keep an eye on it. No, we'll get a tally
in
going.
In all honesty, fine. I don't have to bring them up. I don't have to bring them up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.